Let's talk to Eric Falberg, because he's doing something really cool and stepping up. His Highwood business is called 28 Mile Distillery in Highwood's Barn Restaurant. They distill, well, they make high-proof alcoholic beverages normally, and now they're making high-proof hand sanitizer for first responders. Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Last night, I called you to say, hey, will you come on the show tomorrow? And it sounded so busy and so hectic. You were, like, actually shouting above trying to get, it seemed like, production going or something. This is all pretty new to you, right?
Oh, yeah. We did not expect when we opened a distillery to all of a sudden be getting into the hand sanitizer business. That's something completely new to us, obviously.
Clearly. So how is it going? So you're literally taking, you're doing hand sanitizer now. That's what you've shifted over to, and...
We shifted over our complete place to manufacturing a high-proof spirit just to go into hand sanitizer. So it's not only us, but a lot of the craft distilleries have done the same. We've just gone in full mode. We built our place for high production, so it really allows us to produce a decent amount of hand sanitizer for the community.
Now, how do you figure out how to make sanitizer? And I mean, is that very similar to the alcohol business? I really don't know anything about either of them.
Well, the nice thing is that the World Health Organization does have a formula that we follow. That was provided us it was provided to us by the TTB, and that's our governing authority, a federal authority that we go through. Once they allowed us to start producing hand sanitizer, they sent us the basic formula in which we need to follow. And it's also approved by the FDA. So we use that formula to produce as much hand sanitizer as we can. So it's high-proof spirit, it's glycerol, isopropyl, and hydrogen peroxide.
So you put a little aloe, a little alcohol, a little hydrogen peroxide, that's it?
Pretty much, yeah.
But it's got to be the high percentage alcohol.
So we proof our spirit up to, when we're manufacturing it, up to around 190. Specifically, we're used to making vodka anyway, and it's a neutral grain spirit. You know, if you ever go to the store, you hear of Everclear. That's a neutral grain spirit of 190 proof. And then we proof it down to 160, so we have 80% alcohol in the hand sanitizer, basically to kill anything that's on your hand.
Great. That's what we need to hear. And you're providing this for first responders. Is there some kind of way how do they get a hold of your hand sanitizer?
Well, we've been getting a lot of calls. It's been crazy because it's twofold. One, we're also going to be selling to the grocery chains out there because they're in desperate need as well. And we'll supply it to the entire Chicagoland area and community in the Midwestern region. So we're happy enough to start producing for them as well. And that allows us to be able to give away hand sanitizer at no cost to the local authorities, the police, the fire, the first responders. So we're trying to produce as much as possible. Now, we're just ramping it up. So hopefully by Friday, Saturday, we'll be in full mode where we're producing it on a regular basis every day and bottling. So it's a whole new process for us.
I'm sure. Are you using the same staffers? Are like the servers and the bartenders and the people who normally work for you, are they now making hand sanitizer? How does that work, Eric?
Well, you want to know one exciting thing?
Yes.
One of our head bartenders is now learning how to become a distiller. So, we're bringing everyone back. It's going to be more of a factory setting than a bartender setting. It's a much different lifestyle than what they were used to. But many are excited to come back and start working because they're going to start coming back tomorrow into Thursday, and we're going to have to hire more people as well because we're going to have to do this 24/7 in order to maintain the orders that we have plus on what we need to do. So it's going to be a crazy few weeks, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. So we're just going to keep on pumping out as much as we can possibly can for everybody that needs it.
Which is why it sounded so crazy when I talked to you last night, because you're working around the clock. You're literally
producing. I just had to kick everyone out of the bar area, so it'll be quiet. Because you can't have all that background noise.
Wow. And are people making the adjustment pretty well? It sounds like somebody's learning distilling and they were a bartender. That's a good sign. Are the skills pretty transferable?
You need to have a good skill set. You need to have, you need to have someone who's paying attention to details because you are dealing with an explosive product, right? It's flammable when you're manufacturing it. That's why people typically are not allowed to do this at home. You want to make sure that it's a facility that knows what they're doing. And the nice thing is with all the boom in the craft distilleries, it really lends a hand to many of the areas in the United States where normally they wouldn't be able to get it. The craft distillers are out there helping. So I do want people to remember that when all of a sudden it ends, remember your craft distillers when you're in the stores. We are, you know, we're a small group, but we're mighty and we're proud of what we do.
Yeah, that's cool to say. I mean, so tell me how the first responders, if you're listening, you said you're offering it to them for free. And I know I have heard anecdotally and personally from certain first responders who say that they, you know, there is a need there for sure.
Yeah.
Hearing that?
We ask them to email us. They go onto the website, email us. We are taking down everything. So as soon as we have it, we're letting them know that we'll get it out to them. It's going to take us a little while to get everybody, but we're getting as many people as fast as possible. I think within a week or two, they will all have it. So that's the goal.
Who's coming so far? Who have you supplied to?
Well, we have people emailing us from the middle of Illinois out to Geneva and Galena. It's all over the place. But mostly it's been the local. It's been Lake County Sheriff's Department, Lake Villa, Lake Bluff, Lake Forest, Highland Park, Highwood, you name it. It's just been ongoing. And we still want to supply as many people as possible. It's just being able to get all the raw materials, which took us a little time because you think about how many people are fighting for those raw materials. So that was a task within itself, but we've been able to garner everything that we need, and now we're starting to be able to produce everything that we're able to produce.
How about that, Eric? Way to make the transition. And so quickly, too, right? These things, everything's happening so quickly. One day you're in the bar and restaurant business, you're brewing, you're distilling alcohol, and then the next day you're making hand sanitizer. Good for you for figuring that out.
Thank you. I mean, this is literally, we're in war mode, and that's what it is. I mean, yes, we're in a war against an invisible thing, but it's still war. So we have to make sure that we're fighting as hard as possible to make sure that everyone's safe.
Yeah, to have the supplies out there, too. Eric Fahlberg and its 28 Mile Distillery in Highwood. One more time, people want to reach you. Where can they go?
You can go to 28milevodka.com. 28 Mile Vodka. We actually just recently changed our name to 28 Mile Distilling Company because we are making gin and bourbon as well, and beer. So the exciting thing is if you go on there, 28milevodka.com, it will guide you right to where you need to go. It'll pop right up on the front page.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for making time for us during your around-the-clock time making hand sanitizer.
Well, thank you. Thank you for spreading the word.
Good luck.
We really appreciate what you guys do. Thank you.
Be well. 28 Mile Distillery in Highwood. That was Eric Fahlberg calling in.